Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. It's Thursday. That means battery brands. That means boys, bums and everything else. Pete Donaldson and Luke Mill with you. I hope you're keeping well. Luke's back from his absence. What did you bring up back for me? What did you get at New York Airport or wherever you changed?
I never go to
LaGuardia. Do you go to LaGuardia?
I go to Boston, mate.
Boston?
Boston Logan.
Ah, lovely.
Use your blinker. went to Boston Logan. I didn't bring anything back for you, did I? No, I don't think I did.
Did you bring anything back for anyone?
Having said that...
Because I went to the garage this morning to buy some engine coolant, and I picked up some Space Raiders, so...
Yeah, and you ate a packet of them for breakfast, and they said you felt sick. You will not learn your lesson.
Mine were knickknacks. Mine were nice and spicy knickknacks.
Fine. It wasn't actually, they're ribbon saucy. And those who listen to this show regularly will know that Pete Donaldson is regularly ill because of his poor breakfast choices. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a leftover Chinese.
Yes.
Sometimes it's massive bags of crisps.
Massive bags of crisps. But massive it was.
The great LC, who we mentioned on Monday, he keeps bees.
Did you bring me a bee back?
1 second.
Big bag of bees. Oh, he's allergic to bees. He's allergic to bees.
Excuse me.
The bees.
No, he brought back some honey.
Oh, nice.
Do you want a little pot of honey? I'll give you a pot.
I'm all right. I mean, I don't eat a lot of honey. I wouldn't want to waste it, that's all.
Larry would love you to have it.
All right, then.
I'll bring you a little pot. I'm back in on Friday. I'm back in tomorrow, so I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I just got a whiff of bad smell from your direction. Did you sneeze out of fart?
I think it might be the fact that I sneezed, and I also ate quite a lot of garlic last night.
Oh, Lukey!
So when I know I've got to come into the studio... I don't normally have it the night before, but I got...
Have some ribbon saucy, mate. Have some Space Raiders.
That's what I thought. When I saw you eat those, I was like, yes, it's not just me. last night, I got in a bit of a tiz because I didn't have anything for dinner. So right. I managed to rustle up a spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah.
And I used a lot of garlic because we didn't have any tomato puree.
Right.
And it's come back to bite me. I did buy chewing gum on the way in.
So it was just white sauce.
Because I had tomatoes.
Yeah. What's tomato puree? Does tomato puree have garlic in it?
It really ramps up the tomato flavour. Okay. I didn't want it to be flavourless because my wife will judge my poor cooking because she's brilliant at cooking.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is I don't normally have garlic not before I come into the studio. I did last night. I apologise for that.
All right.
I did get chewing gum on the way in. I thought it would break it down. It hasn't.
Well, the difference between me and my partner is that she will cook like a pasta bake or something, or anything with potatoes, and it'll be bloody lovely. And I will spend hours trying to perfect or just make a food that tastes nice, and it is just flavourless. Absolutely flavourless. And I can't blame it on COVID anymore because she doesn't have it anymore.
So what do you think you're doing wrong when it comes to cooking? Talk me through your process and I might be able to help you.
I just don't season enough as
I'm cooking. Yeah, season's massive.
Don't season enough as I'm cooking and I...
Your taste?
I never taste it. I'm an idiot, really. Like, I don't know why I don't do that. I have a little spoon.
Seasoning can make a big difference.
Yeah. I just sort of go, it's all right. I'll add Tabasco or cheese at the end and it'll be tasting the summer.
Yeah, that's fine. That works for all Mexican food in my experience.
Yeah.
Speaking of, one thing that's interesting, I know I said to you guys on Monday that I was away in the US. So the US are terrible at Indian food, right?
Yes.
The curries are poor there. Mm. But their worst Mexican is better than our Mexican.
Yes.
Fucking Taco Bell is better than our Mexican.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why Taco Bell isn't everywhere in London. There's a couple of sort of Russell Square.
I find that odd as well.
Because it's a unique food. You can't get anywhere else. Why have they not bothered?
Maybe the costs are too high.
What, for a bit of mince in a hard shell?
Oh, sell it to me. I'm in charge of the marketing.
And Tabasco at the end.
A bit of cheese.
Bit of Tabasco and cheese.
Speaking of fast food, though, didn't you have a story to tell me about a chicken nugget?
Oh, yes.
You said to me you had a story to tell me about a chicken nugget.
Well, it turns out that, a little while ago, a few weeks ago, BTS, you know, the Bangtan Boys or whatever, the Korean pop group.
They're massive, right?
massive.
If you're under the age of 20,
yeah,
they're the biggest pop group in the world.
Biggest pop group in the world. Although earlier on when I mentioned BTS, you said it's all about Blackpink now.
Yeah, because they've got a promo going on PUBG at the moment.
Oh, yes, they have. Blackpink and Son.
That's all I know about them. Yeah. I literally never heard of them before that.
Yeah. Had a little Google, did you?
I feel like I have to qualify it because you mentioned it.
Yeah, okay,
I don't
cool.
want people to think that I'm just perving after...
Had a little Google, did we? A £100,000/dollar in this new story on the Rolling Stone.
Just say dollars. People know what dollars
are. Chicken McNugget has triggered a child sex trafficking conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Now
it's fine to talk about child sex trafficking because in this particular sphere, it's not actually happening because it's been dreamed up by QAnoners, effectively. So I think we're fine to talk about
thinking?
That.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Whenever this stuff happens,
yeah,
and it's about QAnon,
yeah,
I'm always thinking, just give me a load of products and an hour.
What do you mean? As in, like,
I will sell everything to them. They'll believe anything.
Yeah.
I'll be rich.
Yes,
I would grab like this coffee cup and say that that's got some kind of magical power.
Yeah,
and I would say that I read about it on a forum.
Yeah,
and I would wear a nice suit. Probably wouldn't even need to.
Yeah.
I'd wave an American flag and I would be rich.
It was that cup was made in a facility that was joined onto a government facility that actually had like an anti-venom sort of thing. It's not an inoculation per se, but it basically defeats COVID just by owning it, right? And some of the some of the curing fluid from the cup manufacturing facility next door got on that cup.
Yeah.
And if you take that, you and your family, thanks to pheromones, will be protected from COVID / the apocalypse.
But that wouldn't work. It's the one thing you've said that you shouldn't have said.
Why?
I don't believe in COVID.
Fuck! That's why I'm not a special hoodwinker like Luke Moore.
Will deter paedophiles.
Yes, yeah, paedophiles. It's like the jam thing where it's like they give paedophiles give off a certain pheromone and they're frightened of the Luke Moore cup from the Luke and Pete show.
Well, don't involve me in this.
It's got Luke written on the side for crying out loud. Anyway, so BTS, the K-pop superstar group, they in some kind of partnership with McDonald's, and they released a limited edition promo meal that consisted of Coke, fries, a sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauce, which they don't normally do, and 10 chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. It sold out. And so people, knowing full well that the Bangtan boys were very popular online, started selling the things on eBay, basically. And all of these kind of stories got like chucked around by loads of news sources. And then one person who, obviously, is TikTok, a QAnon, a crazy person, she posted a video accusing all of these eBay sellers selling these BTS chicken nuggets of basically human trafficking. It's a leap. It's such a big leap. It's confusing. I don't know where it comes from, but they made that leap. And someone's selling a rare nugget for $14,000. She thinks that that's fishy and it must be code for child trafficking.
And the thing about that is, she is someone who should be looked at. Because if that's the first place her mind is going, it's like the QAnon thing.
Mm.
I don't think, I'm going to say this kind of under caution because it needs to be seen contextually.
Mm.
If it's just people on the internet on a forum talking about shit, right? Who gives a shit, right? The point is, it isn't.
Yeah.
We've seen with the guy, that terrible thing that happened down in Plymouth.
Yeah.
We've seen how it crosses over to real life. We've seen how it ends up with the storming of the Capitol building because they believe this stuff.
Not terrorists, are they? Not terrorists.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
I feel pretty fucking terrorised if I was in that fucking place.
And also, Pete, the old traditional media has got no way of dealing with this. They don't possess the language or the experience or the skills to deal with this.
No, because they just don't know what's online.
They know nothing
about it.
They
just don't know. They've got Facebook and they've got Twitter and everything else might as well be absolute nonsense.
But with QAnon, for example, it's that classic example of that phrase people say, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right?
Yeah.
You're so far down the rabbit hole, you see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's just the latest example of it.
Mm.
And if you're someone who's projecting that onto something like that. Mm. I mean, it's fucking McDonald's, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
You're the most corporate company in the world, probably. Mm. And you're projecting that instantly. That's where your mind goes. It's a sickness, man.
Yeah.
It's a sickness.
It's unhelpful as well for McDonald's, you would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be happy about it.
No. I mean, well,
we just did that promo for them with the old Big Spicy, the McSpicy.
Oh, I bought one off the clock.
Great.
I bought one off the dollar. I was like, I just bloody love this. Work this is how they get you.
Can I? That's a great story. Can I give you a tangential one, just to raise the comedy a little bit?
Yeah, okay.
Because I was thinking earlier,
how much child sex trafficking is in the story?
Nothing to do with that.
Ah, oh, what?
Nothing to do with
that. What I come here for?
But you know, when I saw you this morning, I thought that your hair now—you look a bit like a prosperity gospel preacher.
Okay, yeah.
You know the prosperity gospel. Give me money.
Yeah.
So one of the most famous. And certainly the most mental prosperity gospel preachers is a guy called Kenneth Copeland.
Yes, okay.
Right, he is, and when COVID came along, he got right on the case and started shouting and screaming in his, you know, $5,000 suit that everyone should send him money for COVID and the rest of it.
He's the one with that super church that didn't let anyone in during the big chill, the big freeze.
He's done some awful, awful things, but... Unwittingly, he's also contributed to one of the best YouTube videos I've seen for a while. And it's his preaching against COVID set to heavy metal. It works astonishingly well.
Yeah.
Listen to this. In the name of Jesus. Oh, standing in the office of the prophet of God.
Oh, I love it. Right? That's fantastic, that. That is fantastic.
How good is that? I'll share that on our social media. Well, very, very, very good. I mean, it brings something, a bit of lightheartedness to something that is objectively absolutely
horrific.
Terrifying.
Yes.
How anyone can see that man and go, well, he needs some of my money.
I would want to know where his face was going after this, to be honest. It's a bit like the end of Beetlejuice where he pulls his face out.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like the MyPillow guy. You know, the MyPillow guy, friend of Trump sort of thing. He's gone off on one. And
the fake tan, the confidence,
the
expensive stuff, the pillows. Yeah. What is it about the modern world that makes a man who ostensibly is just a pillow manufacturer one of the foremost harbingers of the end of democracy?
I don't know. I just, because it sounds quite adverty, doesn't it, MyPillow? I'm surprised we haven't hawked it.
20 years ago, that's a South Park episode.
Yes.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, true. No, yeah. It probably is, to be honest. They've signed like a 6-year deal or something, South Park.
What, MyPillow sponsoring them? It's just weird. It's just weird because when you used to, for those who are old enough to know, when you used to watch South Park back in the day, you know, you'd have a smoke, or you go to the pub, you come home, it'd be on late on Channel 4, and you'd watch it, and you'd be like, oh, that's funny.
Mm.
All that stuff's now true.
Yeah,
If I said to you, did you see what Al Gore was doing the other day? He was running around looking for a fictional animal that he'd heard on the internet was real. I mean, it wouldn't be that much of a stretch. It wouldn't, would it? It just wouldn't.
The super skunk.
Yeah. There was also a brilliant, absolutely brilliant photo the other day that someone had posted online. They'd obviously surreptitiously taken it, and it was from Donald Trump's golf club.
Oh, right.
And it was the over 65s medal match or something.
Yeah.
Right. And it had all the scores.
Yeah.
Donald Trump won.
But he's a non-cheater, isn't he?
Massive Kim Jong-il vibes.
Yes.
Massive vibes.
Yes.
The sort of thing that people would take the piss out of Kim Jong-il for. Oh, what a surprise. Donald Trump, who apparently is the world's shittest golfer.
Yeah. And it's a situation where he's been confirmed to like be cheating against kids and stuff.
Yeah, there's videos of him kicking the ball and stuff, isn't there? They're widely available.
Amazing.
Online. Yeah. I think that's his worst thing he's done.
I think it is.
Cheating
too, to be
golf.
Honest.
Yeah. Cheating at golf.
It's the thin end of a big wedge, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, Pete, what else is going on?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, what have we got? We've gone through the child sex trafficking McNugget situation. Last week we talked a lot about ultramarathons. But one thing actually doesn't really count as a email so much as an experience we need to be experiencing. Jonathan got in touch, and we talked about KFC, the KFC hotel with Mark a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
And we basically spoke about how, disgusting it looked. Because you just get grease everywhere. It'd be horrible.
I think KFC get a bit of a bad rap, though.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think people hate on them a bit.
I hate KFC all the time.
Do you?
I'm a hot wings guy.
In your top three British fast foods,
you're having it at one. KFC is the best, yeah.
For me, it's McDonald's, KFC, then Burger King.
There's not enough Burger Kings around, to be quite frank.
Oh, mate, I went to a Burger King on the, a service station a few weeks ago. It was fucking awful.
Hey, you know what's good? Their vegetarian meat.
Not there for that. I've got no problem with vegetarian meat, but I'm not going to a fast food restaurant.
I'm not there for that. Well, on the recent subject of themed hotels and with a throwback to past discussions of situational beers, Jonathan passed over the website, the BrewDog, the much maligned company. Let's not get into that now. But they made a doghouse hotel in Manchester. Like, you've been naughty and you've been thrown the doghouse. But so the hotel room you're staying in, just loads of opportunities to drink full strength beer.
Right.
So in the shower, there's a shower beer. There's a little fridge with where you can have your shower beers.
People
and stuff.
Listen to this show, love a shower beer.
They do, yeah. And the thing that made me laugh was on the website itself, brewdog.com/, you know, Manchester Hotel, whatever. There's just loads of like seemingly sort of aspirational pictures of this hotel, you know, nicely done out and stuff, yeah. Like look beautifully put together.
That's the best it's ever going to look like.
That's the best it's going to look because it'll be sick everywhere. But like the sort of people who do, for Bants would stay in this sort of thing. But so they've got like a little fridge in the shower. There's a woman there in a.
First of all, there's going to be no women there.
No. And the place would smell of farts. And it just made me laugh that there's just two women in. In their stocking feet, in robes, BrewDog sponsored robes, and they're just having full pints of beer.
Where are the bed. Where are the neckbeards?
Exactly. That's not their thing. Yeah, in the neckbeards. So there's a dog that, I don't know whether they even allow dogs, but there's like a little sort of pump tap thing. But this one made me laugh the most. There's a woman, good looking woman in a tight kind of business wear, you would say, and she's doing a spreadsheet. It looks like it's during the day, but she's got a big pint of lager in her hotel room. I don't think that's as aspirational as you think.
No.
I don't think that's like, yeah. I mean, she just needs a big beer to do her spreadsheets.
Change the tab on that screen in that picture.
Yeah.
And that goes from being a business scene to the world's most depressing photo.
What do you mean?
On her computer in the photo.
Yes.
If that wasn't a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
If that was just
someone's Facebook profile.
Reddit.
Reddit.
That's the world's most depressing promo photo.
/football ramble.
And when people say to me, what's the Luke and Pete show about? Yeah. I often just say it's not really about anything. Yeah. You just get in the studio, just chat.
Like Seinfeld, mate.
Yeah,
just as popular.
Not as many awards. Mm. I now more and more am starting to think this is a podcast that is chronicling the end of the world.
Yeah.
Because if anything, everything's getting worse.
But we're like cheerleading it though, aren't we? We're not disgusted by it. We're not repulsed by it. We're gazing
neutral.
Right in the abyss
neutral.
And the abyss is looking right back at us.
Absolutely.
And giving us a wink.
Absolutely. Bit of Nietzsche there, Pete. Yeah. Very nice. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying that it's one of the weird paradoxes of modern life that on all the measures that, you know, the World Health Organization or whatever, or the UN use for quality of life in the world. Generally speaking, I'm not saying there's not pockets of poverty and that people aren't in terrible situations. Of course they are. There's civil wars and all the rest of it. But broadly speaking, everything's getting better. So life expectancy, infant mortality rate, diseases, everything's getting better. Yet the human willingness to believe that everything's getting worse is so overpowering because of things like that.
What, a woman drinking?
BrewDog got a hotel. You could tell me all you like about infant mortality rates.
Who's doing the pillows?
Sub-Saharan Africa. But on the other hand, there's a fucking BrewDog hotel that no one asked for or needed.
Yeah.
So you tell me what's getting better.
Yeah. I'm a beer 52 man. Anyway.
I'm a McSpicy man.
I'm a McSpicy boy.
Have a break.
I like them.
Let's
have
a break.
Break.
And we'll come back and we'll do, I think our good friend Patrick, listener Patrick, has sent us a video about when he went into an Amazon store.
Yes.
We've got to look at that. So we'll do it after this break. See you in a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the Luke and Pete Show Thursday edition, part two. Patrick Loftus has done us a solid.
The aforementioned.
You feel free to tweet us anything amusing that you are enjoying. Just chuck over.
And I think what Patrick's done is he sent us a video of him going to the Amazon store with no checkout people and how weird it was.
Yeah.
And I love that because Patrick is someone whose name I recognise on the old social medias. He's listened to the show. We think of our listeners as friends. It's just you and us here. You and me here, Pete. It's just two of us. We're Bill Withers, mate. We are just the two of us. But our listeners are our friends, and we don't want you to not get in touch because you think, oh, I haven't got anything interesting or whatever. We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Just send it in, baby.
Get it in.
Send it in. But before we go to Patrick, I just want to do a couple of quick things around the battery brands. Mm-hmm. We actually only had one. So what's happening is now, because we're doing it a lot more formally, people are thinking, oh, I've only got that one, and that's
scared,
already been done.
Yeah. Running scared.
We only had one make it through this week. A lot of people sent them in, but we had one make it through.
Oh, can I get a call on last week's show where I did a rechargeable battery? Is that allowed?
It's allowed.
Right.
You don't see many of them these days.
Well, it's a rechargeable battery with just, each one's got like a USB. You flip it open, USB key, bang, right in the charger.
It unsettled me to hear it, because I've never seen one, and I couldn't really picture it.
I was very excited, and that is going to revolutionise how I recharge batteries, forgetting that I don't really ever recharge batteries.
No
so,
one does.
No.
Unless you're in prison. Put them on the radiator, mate. Ben Trassler. Hello to you, Ben. He sent him, Pete, some Bursto batteries.
Bursto. Now, I reckon that's a winner.
B-U-R-S-T-O. I was convinced it was. B-U-R-S-T-O. Bursto.
Did you, what? Did you do a search? Or
I haven't. I want you to do it.
Oh, okay. I'm not logged into that. There we go.
You fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. Right, there we go. Bursto. Yeah, because the login password is borderline offensive.
Do you want me to check?
I'm looking. Ben. Okay. Ben Trassler.
Yeah.
Is he the person who got in touch with that one?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ben, it is a new
player. New person of the game. We don't get many these days because we've been going for so long. So well done to you, Ben. Well, Bursto.
I think it's kind of like it's harder to become a legendary player in football. And Ben's kind of, because there's just so much competition these days.
I agree.
And
I totally
Ben's
agree.
Done it.
So three great examples of listeners doing the right thing here. Ben sending in a new battery brand. Mm-hmm. Patrick went to the Amazon store. Good on him. Yep. Are we going to play a bit of that in a minute?
Here he is.
Before we do that, Pete, very quickly, Alex Coleman's also done us a solid. He's doing God's work. Sent in a picture of a steampunk store. Said, I bet Pete likes this shop. Lol. Photo of a load of goggles. I'm here for it.
I hope there's no tills. I'm going to steal all their stuff and throw it into the gutter. There's your fucking clocks.
You wouldn't, because you wouldn't want to make a scene.
I wouldn't want to make a scene. No, I'll go, how much is that clockwork owl?
Oh, and do you know what the guy would say? Well, it depends what era you're in. I've just time travelled here.
At the weekend, I went down to Leon C's Getting Better by the Week yard sale slash, what do you call it? Not bring and buy sale. What is the fucking garage sale?
Oh, car boot
sale. Car boot sale. And I bought like a 1950s Action Man, completely Billy Bollocks, on a stand. And I was like, oh, just that, because he looked weird. It looked like a sort of half gorilla, half man sort of thing. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I want that. Anyway, it's £20 and I can't budge on that. I was like, all right, look, you've clearly not met me, mate. I'm having it.
He's 50.
I'm having it. He's like, oh, you're not taking him, are you? He's been with me from the very beginning. And he was good. He said, don't fucking sell it to me then. You had the choice.
Did you pay
for it? I bought it. I paid full whack, fucked off with it. And he was like, oh, mate, oh, I'm going to miss him.
Did I make up once that you bought a load of wrestling figures and you couldn't carry them all home, so you buried them somewhere?
I put them in a hedge, yeah.
I've told that story a few times, no one believes me.
Yeah. It's unbecoming for a 39 then year old man.
What's so good about the Action Man guy that you paid 20 quid for him?
Just brown and gorilla-y. Just kind of like, he looked kind of like...
It sounds quite problematic.
No, it's just kind of, it just looked like a half man, half gorilla sort of
thing. Is it a limited edition?
No, it's just naked and I just think it's become like kind of weather beaten a little bit and it just looks like it's broken a bit.
Yeah, but that's not a reason to pay more for it. Both it those is. Things had a reason to pay
it
less
is.
For it.
It is. It was like a weird sort of like, yeah.
Describe the man who sold it.
It was the exact man that I had in my hands. It was the exact... It was a.
Did
it was
you definitely buy the right man?
It was a 1-4 ratio of him.
He moves a lot more than I thought. And he's bigger.
He said, it's bendable, it's poseable, but I cannot recommend enough not bending it because it might snap.
He didn't want to sell it, did he?
He didn't want to sell it. He just really didn't want me to touch it. He's but he said, you'd probably get £5 for the stand. It's a proper 1950s toy stand. I was like, who am I going to sell that to? I'm going to be back there in a few weeks' time trying to sell it back on.
This is, I think I'll speak on behalf of everyone listening here. This is not a normal afternoon.
No.
What are you going to do with it?
But the thing is, I'd ordered some food around
the
corner.
Garage?
And I was like, yeah, it's going to, of course it's going to go in my part of the house, isn't it? Yeah.
The garage,
yeah.
You ordered some food around the corner.
Yeah, and I was kind of waiting for that. I was got 10 minutes and I was like, I could probably squeeze in. I was there for half an hour. In the old garage sales. Jesus,
what a life.
What a life.
Patrick Loftus, we've given him a big build up.
Yeah.
He's gone to the Amazon store. For those who don't remember, that's the new shop with no checkout. It just monitors what you're doing.
He's currently sort of walking around the store.
When you pick something up, but it also figures out when you put it back.
Huh. So it's just cameras. There's no kind of real...
American 7-Eleven here.
It's just like a 7-Eleven, he says.
Is that beer?
No.
Bit of the bubbly.
Right. He's a bit conspiracy theory, him.
Not Patrick.
No.
Is Patrick allowed to be filming?
Is Patrick allowed to be filming?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In the shop.
He's not filming anyone in particular, he's just filming the shop.
No booze for me.
But there's a part of the shop that has booze, but it's all been locked up, so there are barriers,
you have
Amazon,
to buy
Bezos.
Right.
That's Bezos' booze. Yeah, and so he's got a little bit of the bubbly in his hand.
And then he just walks out like it's
a
train station.
He just walks out like it's nothing. Flips the bird. See you later, he says.
It would feel like you're nicking something.
Yeah, I'd feel so naughty.
I'd have an erection.
Magically knows what I bought.
Magically knows what you bought.
Would you get aroused by that?
Yeah, it would feel proper naughty.
I reckon a lot of the reason teenage boys nick stuff
is
just for the thrill, right?
Oh.
To be naughty.
I have found that I have not purchased something that needed purchasing at the checkout. Of like
that was
Wix.
A very Dick Cheney way of saying you stole something.
I was crime adjacent.
Mine was the hand that had the finger which pulled the trigger which fired the gun.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It was.
It was exciting when you found that.
It
answer.
Was just a roll of tape, and I didn't realize in the bottom. It was underneath a load of the. I was paying like £200 for tat. So you know, they got their pound of flesh. But I'm not going back to admit my crime.
One of my mates at school got busted for stealing blank tapes from Woolworths.
Too blocky. Yeah. Too big and blocky.
At one point, and I'm not going to name her because it wouldn't be fair. We were doing shopping. It's not the wife I currently have access to, and she had left a lot of magazines on the top rack of the trolley.
Yeah,
and forgotten.
Yeah,
and walked through. No one noticed. We got to the car, and it was like fuck. That's the only thing I can think of. So I have genuinely been crime adjacent.
You were literally involved.
I wasn't.
You're part of the hustle.
None of us knew it was a mistake. It was an accident.
Mm.
Anyway, We got time for an email?
Yeah, stick it in, mate.
All right, I'll do a quick email. What about here then? Oh, yeah. So this is fascinating. Let me find it. So this is an email from... Let me find it. Jesus, I'm so slow today. This is an email from Pi, right?
If this was me, you'd be going, I do all the admin. No, I'm the best.
You'd be
and
saying,
then you'd be doing this, doing the flexing.
It would start with you saying, what's that thing you do where you type something? And go for email. Yeah, email.
Yeah.
Right. And what's that guy? Yeah, anyway, so...
I'm still good enough. I get all my words. Have a bit of that.
This is an email from a man called Pi. I don't think it's a real name.
Right.
He says, hi, fellas. I'm a tad slow in coming to the mosquito bite party. But here we go. We talked about mosquito bites a while back. We have to catch up on our emails because there's so many of them. And we do thank you for it. Pi says, I left the UK 20 or so years ago. Prior to that, I enjoyed sitting outside with my friends many times. The following day, they would complain about having been aggressively bitten by mosquitoes. Me? Nothing. Not a nibble. Upon arrival in Australia 20-odd years ago, that all changed. Obviously, my wonderfully rich English blood is a rarer commodity over here. I have been subjected to the mosquito munch frenzy on a regular basis. The lowest point of being physically abused by Australian mosquitoes was after a hot night sleeping with no covers on. In the morning, it became clear that we had shared the bedroom with a mosquito. Because I had been bitten on both my scrotum and my foreskin.
Oh, no.
The following day at work, I needed to take more bathroom breaks due to the need to scratch the hell out of my genital area. Thanks for the pod. Enjoy the chat. All the best. Pi, exiled in Melbourne. Pete, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
I would not like that to be on my scrotum. Out of all of the things I'd want on my scrotum, that would be very much not be it.
What else wouldn't you like on there? Marmite?
Your stepdad, your father-in-law's honey. it would attract
it's great
ants.
Honey.
It's great honey. It's
ants,
not for the testicles.
The ants in Connecticut are massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking massive. I saw one when I was there the other day crawling along the arm of my garden chair.
Mm.
And I was like, I was fucking shocked. Like, what the fuck was
shocked.
That?
Oh dear. Well, look.
Right, you
if
can
you
fuck
have
off with
got...
that photo you just put in the run order, you dickhead, trying to put me off. Right, we're leaving. If you're doing that, we're going. That's it. That's it for another week of the Luke and Pete Show. Thank you very much for listening.
Enjoy
Thanks
my
for
scrotum.
Email in hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. Be our friend. Get in touch. We are also at Luke and Pete Show on Twitter and Instagram. We've bloody loved talking to you today, as we always do. We'll be back on Monday. Pete, don't go crashing your car between now and then because we need you.
Got to drive back 2 hours.
It's difficult to find a replacement last minute.
Yeah.
And we'll see you then. Anything to add, Peter?
Goodbye, Tom.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.